Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Tanur Shehisiku Bekashu Begvovo. So we're talking again about materials that are used for fuel, but they're not with a chashash of Shem Yechata B'tcholim, like we mentioned in the last Mishnah. But over here we're talking about a tanur. A tanur, the heat is more intense. It has to do with the shape. The kira is more open on top. It's just what you want to put in. The tanur is very narrow on top. You have to slip it through the narrow earway on top into the oven, but that lamaisa holds in the heat, and the heat is that much more intense. Memela, because of that, the baking is done with much more heat. A person's not, b'loshon ha'gemara, mesiach das from the process, and therefore there's a chashash on the chitu even by kashu gvovo. Kashu gvovo also, theoretically, you can make more flammable. Just normally, it's not cholim, it's not as active. So a person wouldn't necessarily manipulate the kashu gvovo. But by a tanu, he will. So he's not allowed to put something inside. Lo yitin ben mitoichoi, ben mi'al gabov. Either way, there's a chashash. Kashu gvovo, fashtetzach, kolshkein, if it's begefes ube'etzim. Kupoch is a third type of oven. The heat level is somewhat in between a kira and a tanur. It's less than a tanur, but it's more than a kira. It's more than a kira because it's similar. The build is similar, but it's much smaller. It's only like one burner type of heat source. Kupach shisiku bekashu begvovo, hareze kikiraim. It does have a tzad hashavu with a kira because it's less than a tanur. So when it's kashu begvovo, then you can be making with all the din that we explained in Mishnah Aleph. Begefes ubeitzim areu ketanur, because over there we're more chayshish for the Shem Yechata b'kolim, so we have that chashash. Just mention an interesting point here, Kiveges Mayruchan, Mishnah Aleph, is that the whole gzeira over here, Shem Yechata b'kolim, sounds like the problem would only be with the heat source on the bottom of the food. Effective Kiveges, there's another chashash. When you have a pot that's sitting on top of a flame, even if you took away all the material that's used. So there's no shashem yichata b'cholim. It's not, the pot is sitting on the stove. There's another problem. The problem is that if you stir the pot, the Gemara says that megis, Gemara Daf Yutes says that stirring a pot can be considered malacha derais because when you stir a pot, it causes it to cook quicker. That's a maisa bishul derais, so that's any pot, any open pot. You should have to seal a pot that's not fully cooked shot, not to have it accessible on Shabbos, because maybe you're going to stir. Kivega is back and forth between a Rajman and a Ramach in certain cases. They were geyser, he says in Shulchan Aruch Ration, Gimel doesn't sound like they have that shash. Put him in the Meforshim Bifoneinu Loi Motzinu V'Loi Shamanu, that is shash mitzad the pot itself. It's only mitzad the heat source that the pot is on. Rajman Vais says, not that way. What exactly is the halacha of Kiveg? Mishneh Gimel. Ein noisnin beitzo mitzad hamecham bishvil shetiz galgul. This is another halacha. Takes an egg, and he puts it on the side of a mecham, is basically like a kettle. The word that's used by the Mefarshim is kumkum, which is the Ivrit word, lahavdil, for a kettle. So he puts the beitzah next to a kli which is heated up and it has hot water in it. It's quite hot. B'shvil shetiz galgal, in order that it should get a little bit roasted, a little bit of a process of bishul. So he's not allowed to do that. Now the heat source over here is not a fire itself. It's what's called b'loshon chazal toldos or. Or means a fire. Toldos or means something that was heated up on a fire. Over here, the mecham is a hot kli. It's full of hot water, but it's not the heat source itself. Afilach, it's also deraisa. Mefarshim pointed out that if he doesn't, it gets a little bit cooked. If it's a little bit roi lachilo, so then it's a chiv chatos. However, shteto achidish. V'lo yafki eno besudarim. Yafki eno is like a hafko, means to break something, to bring something out. He should not break the egg on a sudur, on a beged, that was heated up in the sun, we're talking about. Picture a piece of canvas that's boiling hot from being in a desert sun, and you want to crack an egg on it, in order to slightly cook it. Over there, even though the heat would be intense enough to cook it, but that's called toldos chamo. Now, here's a very interesting halacha. Cooking something in a heat source that doesn't come, something that's very hot, but doesn't come from heat, comes from the sun, is called chama. There's no malacha. There's no malacha, and it would be mutter. A person is allowed to cook, theoretically, you're allowed to crack an egg on a pavement, someplace in the desert, near the Grand Canyon, where it's 125 degrees, and you're allowed to scramble an egg on pavement. What are you not allowed to do? Midrabbonon, toldos chama are confusable with toldos or. You get a mix of a piece of canvas that was heated up in the sun, or a thermos, which was heated up by hot water, which was heated up by a fire. So because of that, there were geyser, ironically, on toldos chama more than chama itself. Chama itself is mutter. Now, why is chama mutter? It's not the derech bishul. Is that like a shinui? Is that like a different? It's a way of changing the malacha. It's a Shabbos dika malacha, like other cases where doing something with the shinui is not malachs machshavas. Or this is a kol hatoyre kula dika idea that a bishul, which is not from a heat source but it's only from the sun, is doesn't have a shame bishul. If you cook milk and meat in the sun. Bishul Korban Pesach. You look into Sant, the one who talks about it is Rav Elchanan and Ksubis. We'll just give the Maram Akim that Rav Moshe, Zatzal has a Tshuva Nigus Moshe, when microwaves came out, because a microwave is also an unusual way of cooking, but today it's quite usual. Everybody cooks, heats up food in a microwave. Would that be considered also, it's like a shinui in the Bishul, therefore it's not Bishul? Well, the halacha over here is a kolatari de kukula. Mashenkin, if cooking in a microwave is something which is now the derech bishul, so maybe it does have a shem bishul. If you cook in a treifa microwave, is that called cooking of bas b'chol? Does it become also ba? No, that type of shiloh would be totally in this raid. Mishnah says Rabbi Yosi matter. Rabbi Yosi wasn't geyser on toldos chama otu toldos or. Says the Mishnah, "Vayta v'lo yat minena b'choil u'ba'avak drochim b'shvil shetitzola." If you want to put an egg, which is from the kale bishul, cooks easily, you want to put it into sand that was heated up, into desert sand. That for sure you're not allowed to do. The chiddush over here is even according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not geyser on a canvas that's heated up in the sun, but in the earth itself. Beloshna Gemara, there were geyser on choil sand otu remetz, which is more like ashes, the product of a fire that was heated up. So over there, the gzeira Rabbi Yosi holds of also. Also, when you put something in the ground, Rabbi Yosi might, the Gemara suggests, call that similar to chayrish. So if you're going to dig into the ground, you're going to be even a malach of chayrish. So therefore, they answered, even according to Rabbi Yosi.